This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been 3 years since the great Bitcoin crash that followed a cryptocurrency frenzy of 2017. These days, some Bitcoin fans think the stuff has matured as an investment vehicle. A Bitcoin is a store of value made up of zeros and ones that's hard to fake, in fact, hard to rig. The value of a Bitcoin hit an all-time high of nearly $42,000 a week ago today. With the ascent of this digital asset, as things like Bitcoin or Ethereum are called, some deeper-pocketed people have been turning to their investment advisors and wondering if they might be able to sprinkle some of this in among their stocks, bonds, and gold.
There has been quite significant demand.
Joel Revel is with the investment firm Two Ocean Trust, which has pushed for and now received legal and regulatory approval in its base of Wyoming to add digital assets to portfolios. There are many cryptocurrencies, but right now, Bitcoin is the star. Revel sees two groups wanting that stuff in their mix, starting with the Bitcoin superfans who've been following its development all along, the
crypto native investor, someone who is well aware of the unique characteristics of, say, Bitcoin, and has created their wealth by investing in Bitcoin, but has not really thought much about traditional wealth or estate management or tax planning.
Beyond the dyed-in-the-wool Bitcoin folks, there are now also just wealthy investors or the outfits representing wealthy families
who are intrigued by the asset class, are dipping their toe in this for the first time, but they come with the expectations that they will have the same legal protections and regulatory clarity and trade execution and reporting that they expect with investments in traditional assets.
Now, individuals can just order some Bitcoin if they have the money, but financial advisors and professional money managers generally have not been able to add Bitcoin to the portfolios they manage. It has to do with fine print, a 1940s law, third-party custodians.
What we haven't seen is sort of mainstream adoption by the banks and broker-dealers because of the lack of clarity thus far from their regulators.
But here's the thing. Wyoming wants to attract this kind of cutting-edge investment business and has now passed some laws spelling out how to handle Bitcoin-style digital assets. The regulators there, Revel says, are also on board.
Our firm, Two Ocean Trust, is based in the state of Wyoming, and we recently received a letter from our regulator that has permitted us to provide qualified custody for both traditional and digital assets. It was the first of its kind issued by a bank regulator.
At the national level, the Securities and Exchange Commission is also considering ways to clarify these rules and in recent weeks sought feedback from financial professionals. That's the news, but to back up, why would non-tech-savvy investors be interested in Bitcoin at all? First, if inflation were to rise from the dead, by definition, traditional money drops in value. That's Bitcoin as an inflation hedge. Also, by design, there won't be much more Bitcoin created, and this limited supply might drive up its price. Lastly, Revel says, Bitcoin could be useful in new financial technology that emerges.
Think of it as a replacement for global payment and settlement systems. There are many significant advantages.
If the global laws and regulations that govern this world of digital assets allow these things to happen, or if some other technology doesn't supplant Bitcoin. And even though famed investor Warren Buffett isn't having any of this, some big institutional investors are. Marketplace.org if you missed that discussion on the air today.